partly cloudy and cool across most parts of Gauteng and Mpumalanga and Limpopo. Pretoria 23, Johannesburg 22, Polokwane, Rustenburg and Mbombela 26 degrees.
Good morning, Thabiso Kambula for your time. Severe traffic, the M1 North is slow, that's towards Xavier Street. Also on the M1 North, slow moving traffic towards Smith Street.
Eskom CEO Dan Morakane says they have now accepted the Treasury's municipal debt relief plan, which offered a debt write-off to municipalities over 3 years, has failed. Of the municipalities that were approved for participation in the program, 14 achieved the first debt write-off, which totaled 3.5 billion rand. 60 were served with letters of non-compliance. To Limpopo now, where a primary school teacher accused of raping a grade 7 pupil has been denied bail. The 58-year-old man appeared before the Mankweng Magistrates Court yesterday. The accused teacher was arrested back in March. And US President Donald Trump says that what the world has witnessed in the past 14 weeks is a revolution of common sense. He celebrated his 100th day in office with a campaign rally in Michigan.
Our golden age has only just begun. We are one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never back down.
Now for the latest business news, and we start abroad. Stocks started limply as investors struggled to match Wall Street's rally, with data showing Chinese factory activity contracted this month. This is the fastest pace for nearly 2 years. And here at home, the Citrus Growers Association says the Southern African citrus industry expects to export 171 million cartons this season, up to 3.6% from last year. It says lemon and grapefruit exports are already off to a strong start. A dollar's trading at 18 Rand 53, a euro at 21 Rand 8 cent, and a pound at 24 Rand 81 cent. Gold is trading at $3,301.97 per fine ounce. I'm Chanel September, back with more news at 7.
Well, we start off with some football news. Arsenal have it all to do if they want to reach the Champions League final. It's that one match that everyone wants to make, and PSG managed to score that one goal at the Emirates Stadium, and there's only one thing left for them to do, and that is to get victory in Paris. PSG made a blistering start through Ousmane Dembele after that world-class saves from Giovanni Donnarumma, as well as, well, they managed to deny Gabriel Martinelli and Leandro Trossard and kept the Gunners at bay. Speaking of European football teams, Real Madrid defender Antonio Rudiger has been given a 6-match ban for throwing an object at a referee during their Copa del Rey final loss to Barcelona. Rudiger and his teammates Lucas Vazquez were shown red cards for their reaction to a foul that was given against Kylian Mbappe shortly before the final whistle, so tempers started to flare after that. And Mushin Etigral is concerned about the state of Orlando Pirates when they take on Kaizer Chiefs in Saturday's Soweto Derby. Etigral believes that the CAF Champions League semi-final defeat by Pyramids will have taken a significant toll on the Pirates' side. Of course, Etigral has coached both Chiefs and Pirates. The South African Rugby Union have reportedly changed their regulations around the number of foreign players permitted to play in local teams. The 14 provinces can now have 5 non-South African players on their books when the previous total was just 2. And the likely reason is that squads are increasingly stressed because of the volume of rugby that's played during a 12-month season. And 6-time champion Novak Djokovic has withdrawn from this year's Italian Open with a blow to his French Open preparations. Djokovic has been chasing his 100th tour-level title, and he will miss the 1000 Masters event in Rome for the first time since making his appearance in 2007. I think he does have a little bit of milestone fatigue, chasing, of course, that 100th title as well as the 25th Grand Slam overall. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jack Rand FM Sport.
Can I add a stork delivery to the end of the sport?
Yes.
Good luck to the Pollards.